the idea behind an accountable care organization is if you do achieve these efficiencies, then you get more money. So the federal government, on one hand, is saying, hey, be really efficient and create accountable care organizations. And then on the other hand, you have the FTC saying, you can't do that by violating antitrust law. Some people argue that prices will go up if St. Luke's acquires this practice. When doctors join a hospital system, the billing becomes different. And so they can charge more because it's expected that if you're part of a hospital, it's going to cost more to do business. However, what St. Luke's argues is that in the long run, there's going to be a decrease in prices because they're going to become so efficient that they'll be able to lower costs.
Audrey, one thing I tell people after being a journalist for some time, you learn pretty quickly there's about three sides to every story. Did you see that here? Did each side make a compelling case for their side of the story?
Based on what I saw, which honestly I missed a whole lot because the courtroom was closed, so there were definitely arguments and exhibits that I was unable to see. But overall, there were fantastic points made. Both sides would take the same bit of information and come to two different conclusions about it.
Are there aspects of this very complex sounding case that make it different than other similar cases in other parts of the country? I mean, can we look at other case law and be able to maybe arrive at some conclusion as similar to what the judge is going to decide?
There have been other cases that are sort of similar to this, where it's a hospital and a physician group. One was Renown, R-E-N-O-W-N, in Nevada, and that was a health system acquiring a group of cardiologists, and that eventually had to be unwound. But what's very interesting about this case is that it may actually be a test case for the FTC. So the FTC has a history of going after hospitals that are joining together. And from the lawyers that I talked to, that's an easier case to make because, you know, it's apples to apples. Whereas in this case, it's a hospital and a group of independent doctors. And so the case that the FTC can make is harder. And so they may actually be using this as, how far can we take this? How do we make our arguments? And can we pursue, as consolidation is happening across the country, more of these deals?
As a reporter, what's your takeaway from this at this point?
Well, we know that both of the health systems, and I think the government plaintiffs too, really want what's best for the patient and for the consumer. They have different ideas on what best is and how to get there. Overall, you have some folks who completely disagree on how to do things. And, you know, the government plaintiffs also argue in some cases that St. Luke's is trying to create a monopoly and raise prices, and that's their goal. But I think overall, everybody in the courtroom was arguing for patients and for consumers and wanting what's best for people. And right now, with how healthcare is changing, those are questions everybody's asking and wanting to get answers to.